Rapaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
An argument that you're often going to hear from those who are in the LGBTQ community or those who want to support them is that you, as a Christian, are not loving if you do not celebrate and promote their sinful behavior. Now, is that true? Well, let's take examples from other areas and see if that same thing is true. A mother whose son commits murder, can she still love her son and yet recognize what he did was wrong? The answer is yes. In other words, a person can separate the behavior and actions of an individual and the way they feel toward that person. And that's what you can see with this same group of people. I can love those who practice LGBT as a lifestyle. I can love them as an individual. It does not mean I celebrate, promote, or endorse the sinful behavior any more than I would a murderer or a liar or an adulterer. In other words, all of these things are sins. You know what else is sins? Things of gossip, things of thoughts of the mind. These are things that all of us can commit. And though we're sinful, we can separate our behavior from the individual and love the person apart from their sin. So their argument is false.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.